All right, we'll do a few more calls here. I mean, I usually don't like to do negative crap, but I almost find this laughable. That's why I want this to continue. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hadley called in when we were doing a different conversation, talking about how I'm going to try to get like a newer used car, maybe get a loan for like $3,000 to $5,000, then turn in my used car because it's got 207,000 miles. She proceeds to say, ugh, gross. Used cars are disgusting. And then she's like, you're probably the same people that like wears clothing multiple times, which I do. Yeah, I wash my shirts, then I wear them again.
Like everyone else.
Like everybody else. I don't just buy new clothing.
Cynthia is, everybody is just roasting her on social media. Radio Now, 100.9 on Facebook. You can also get into our comments on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Cynthia said, Hadley Trust Fund will run out soon. Jason said, this woman is absolutely insane. My car has 256,000 miles on it. I hate her. Rachel said, oh my God, this girl needs a reality check. No one agrees with you, Hadley. Grow up and be an adult, in all capital letters.
Sorry, Hadley. Nobody agrees with you.
Oh, yeah, they do. They just don't want to.
I would be amazed if one person gets through the phones that do. Bridget, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Bridget?
Okay. So, Hadley, I'm sorry, but you're what's wrong with America. You are the reason why America is the way that it is today. You are a horrible person. If you do not work, then how are you supposed to make your money? You want your 50-year-old sugar daddy to get it for you? That's disgusting. You're disgusting. I can tell you right now that, I mean, just by your voice, just by the way that you talk, even if you're gorgeous on the outside, you have a horrible inside, and I doubt anyone can stand you.
Ooh.
Okay, wow. You're wrong on, first of all levels. Why would I need to work in the first place if I have my money already built up? I have people to take care of me. I, you know, take care of myself. I have the money. So, like, why would I spend my time doing something that I don't want to do? You know,
it doesn't matter whether you work or not. What matters is that you have a good heart and you accept people for who they are and what they do. Just because you get to sit around on your ass all day and not work doesn't mean that the rest of everyone else needs to do that. People have to work. You know, Brian, the veteran that called in, said it perfectly. Everyone has to work. Everyone has certain circumstances. By the way, thank you for your service, which I'm sure you don't respect that either. Another thing that's wrong with America.
Okay, I said that, first of all. And then second of all, this is like everybody's option to go and work and whatever. That's your choice. So, like, if you choose to do that, then it's your problem, and it's not my problem. So that's all
okay.
I have to say.
Hey, all right, Bridget, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to us. Is this Merrick? Did I get that right, Merrick?
Yeah.
Hey, what did you want to say to Hadley on the Joe and Alex Show?
I just want to say you're a sorry little and
hey, I'll let you continue, but you can't say that anymore.
No, you cannot say that
you
on the radio.
You can't say that word.
God. Let's just not.
I'm just going
to
move on.
We got the sentiment of what you were trying to say, but that is the first time that has happened to me in my radio career.
That's something you never, ever call somebody.
Yeah.
David, please.
No swearing.
David, there's children that listen to the show. Please don't swear. What did you want to say to Hadley?
Well, I just wanted to say, I've been, a supporter of you guys a couple weeks after you got into the transition, I just want to say, keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
You do a good job. Both, all three of you guys, it's pretty, pretty nice to listen to you guys on my way to, work this morning every morning.
Thank you.
Now, as far as sadly, I was married to one of these. I can guarantee you she lives in three places, either Carmel, Avon, or Dyke. Okay. You got to feel bad for her because the thing is, she can't help it what her parents have mentally screwed her up with.
Hey, David, man, I'm gonna let you go just because your phone's dropping out right there. It sounds like it's cutting off. But
yeah, he's saying she probably lives. He said, I think Carmel, Avon, or Zionsville, or something like that, and like
or Geist, yeah,
yeah, something like that.
All right, let's see here. We can get one more person on the phone right now. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, you're probably the last person on talking to Hadley this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning.
I just want to say that while Hadley's behavior and words are very hurtful and ugly, I'm not saying that she is because we don't know her whole story. We should show her respect and how humble and proud we are of who we are because we're contributing members of society. And we should actually kind of pray for her and feel bad because somebody has done her a huge disservice. I'm not saying, you know, it's the village that raised her, her parents, her grandparents, her great family friends. Like, it's saddening to me that this is an adult in today's society.
Right.
Somebody has missed the boat on teaching her how to be a human being.
Look, you sound really nice, and I really appreciate that, but, like, I don't need a sympathy card or anything like that. Like, I think I'm doing...
Well, you may not realize it now, but some point in life, I hope you have a humbling moment where you realize you do need our sympathy.
Somebody tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, when I see people like Hadley at Walmart, I ask them to get me something off the top shelf to humble them.
Hey, Sarah?
Yes.
Would you like to lead us in a prayer real quick here? We can we can just pray for her real quick.
I mean, I'm not even a huge prayer, but I'm just saying she needs it.
She needs a come to Jesus moment. Thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in.
Hadley, somebody on Instagram said, is this Corinne from last season of The Bachelor? Someone get her nanny to get the spoiled brat under control. Her parents have failed horribly at raising a decent human. Good luck in life.
Hadley, I think somewhere deep down inside of you, there is a good person. I just don't think we got to that person today. I appreciate you listening to the Joe and Alex Show. To be honest, I'm surprised you listened to this show. Out of all the shows that are here,
well, like I said, you guys, you don't know me, so I don't know. You're just judging on one thing, but like I'm just giving my input, which is what everybody else I know is thinking, and just too scared to say. So I'm here to say it for them.
Okay.
So all Joe, right. Did you slay your opinion? Are you going to get that used car now?
I don't know. I got to find me a Hadley to pay for everything, then
yeah,
I'll be okay.
Apparently. So. Wow, that was fun. Guys, my blood is boiling. My heart is beating like a million times per minute because I was so irate there for a minute. So angry, but, you know, whatever. Sometimes you can't plan these kinds of things, and when they happen, you just got to roll with the punches. So, Joe, I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I disagree with Hadley.
Hey, thank you so much, everybody that called in this morning. Also, social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.